Hey Bader. So yeah, I know the future is really stressful and everything, but like, you have to remember that Penis has a plan for you, whether you know it or not. And so whenever you feel stressed or feel like you can't do it, just remember you always have the option to just listen to your penis. I plan my day around listening to Penis. I plan my life around listening to Penis, and it's been working out for me so far. It works out for a lot of baiters. Masturbating, it's a full-time job, and you need to have a bait life balance. And so by listening to your penis and just centering all of your decisions around penis, it just helps you live a happier, fuller life. Penis is attached to your body. Penis will always make the right decision for you because you're just a stupid little masturbator. You can't choose all of these difficult life paths. You can't decide what to do with your day. You need to listen to your penis. Your penis is so in tuned with your body because it's a part of your body. You yourself, you may make selfish decisions. You may choose to not masturbate over like playing the guitar or something like that. And penis knows that you'll make those decisions, which is why penis will immediately say, "Hey, no. You need to play with me instead." So I really want you to try to listen to your penis right now. What does your penis want you to do? And for most of you, of course, if you've already given your life up to penis, you'll know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to masturbate all the time. That's what penis wants you to do. But it's so much deeper than that. Like if you really listen to your penis all the time, you'd be amazing. You'd be powerful. You'd be an unstoppable force of nature. You know, there are guys out there that listen to their penis all the time, and you know, they think with their bulge, they think with the little brain that they have in their pants, and you know, they're always fucking, they're always going to the gym, they're always masturbating, they're always doing something that's great for them. And they live happy, happy lives. Penis, it just always plans ahead. That's something that masturbators don't really get. But your penis does. Like, right now you're just focused on masturbating in the present moment. While penis is thinking in the future. Penis is thinking about all those days that you'll get to masturbate in the future. Penis is already planning for you to masturbate tomorrow morning, masturbate a week from now, masturbate a month from now. Penis just has it all mapped out. Penis just always wants you to listen to penis. Penis wants you to listen to the cock thoughts that appear in your head because those cock thoughts that penis makes for you, it'll turn you into more of a masturbator, which will make it easier for penis to control you. And like, I'm a great example of this. I let penis control all of my decisions. For example, like, I let penis sign me up to work at a gym just so I could see more penises and have more bait fuel just running through my head. That's a great example of just letting penis control your life. For other masturbators, I've talked with them and they really do plan to work at a really, really stressful job for the next few years so that they could save up, so that they could spend their entire retirement just masturbating. And that's a penis thought. That's penis planning out your future right there. Penis can tell you to go to bed earlier so you can wake up and take full advantage of morning penis masturbation. That's a penis thought right there. Penis can force you to eat a healthier diet so you produce more semen. That's a penis thought right there. But the really important part of all this is to make sure that you don't ejaculate, to make sure that you don't come, because not coming, holding on to your load, and keeping penis constantly aroused makes penis more powerful. It allows penis to order you around. It allows penis to take its place in your life as your boss. Penis is your masturbatory manager. Let penis tell you what to do. Penis will always choose its best penis instinct. Like, you just have to believe in penis. Because the longer that you go without ejaculating penis, the deeper that penis gets inside your brain. The more that penis controls your body, the better your life will be. Like, you have guys that don't masturbate at all, because their penis tells them not to masturbate. You have guys that masturbate for up to 12 hours a day because their penis tells them to masturbate. You need to get to where you just attribute all of your actions to your penis. That's really the point of this whole thought experiment, is to just have penis always plan ahead. Let all of your big life decisions be decided by your penis. It's okay to do that, because your penis will always have penis priorities in mind. If you need to go to the optometrist, your penis will make you. Your penis will make you do that, because it allows you to watch more porn. If you need to make sure that you're getting all of your meals in, your penis will just have you meal prep. Just get all those meals lined up. Like, there are just so many guys out there that just let penis just decide everything for them. And they're turning out fine. I'm turning out fine. I listen to my penis all the time, and let me tell you, it's a very, very stress-free life. Like, I have no worries because it's all left up to my penis. Like, when I'm driving down the road, I know I'm safe because my penis wants to protect itself. I want to protect my penis. And so I'm a very, very careful driver. And in return for that level of safety that penis gives me, sometimes I just pull over to the side of the road and just masturbate penis. It's completely fine. It's completely normal. Penis has me in front of the mirror, gooning, masturbating, showing off my teeth, so that way I can see if I need to go to the dentist. Penis just runs my life. Penis controls my life. Penis always has me going out and getting what I need. And if I can't get it, then penis will make me go and ask for help. Like, my only real job is to listen to what my penis wants me to do. Like, if my penis wants me to go to the grocery store, I'll go. And then I'll ask my penis everything. Like, what do you need, penis? You need me to eat more vegetables? I'll go get more vegetables, penis, if that's what you need. And penis will talk back to me. Penis will say penis. And then I'll go do what penis wants me to do. If I'm checking out at the grocery store, I'll be like, penis, what should I do? Should I do the self-checkout or go to the cashier? So that way I can look at the cashier and see how attractive he is. Or I could go to self-checkout and go home and masturbate faster. And penis will make the decision for me. It'll be to go to the fucking self-checkout and check out and just go home and masturbate even faster. Like, penis just saves me so much time, it's insane. Like, I just get to masturbate all the time. People ask, how do you get all the time to jerk off? And I tell them I just listen to my penis. I let penis tell me what to do, and I listen to my penis. And you should too. You should listen to penis. You know, if penis tells you to do something and it sounds good and it sounds like it'll benefit both you and penis, that's a penis thought right there. That's a fucking cock thought. If penis wants you to eroticize somebody, you'll do it. You'll fucking do it. Let your penis eroticize somebody and then you just masturbate your penis. That's the fucking trade-off, is penis. Penis lets you live a carefree, thought-free life and just trade that for a masturbation, constant fucking masturbation of the penis. Like, it's not even a devil's bargain. Like, it's an angel's bargain. It's a penis bargain. Penis will always tell you what to do and tell you how to do it. And, like, you'll listen to penis for, like, weeks, months, years, and then, sure, you'll snap out of it. Like, everybody does eventually. But once you do, once you have one of your old original thoughts that aren't derived from the penis, like, you'll look around and see that your life is great. Your life is excellent. You're masturbating a bunch. You know, you're happy. Everything around you is just, you know, as you want it to be. And it's all because you listen to penis. And then that further reinforces more penis thoughts. Letting penis thoughts just control your life, attributing all the good things in your life to penis, attributing all the things you have to penis. That's a fucking penis thought right there. Like, open up your weekly planner and just let penis just plan things out. Just masturbate while you plan out your week, and just masturbate while you plan out all your future masturbation times. Like, that's what you really need to do, is just sit down with your penis and let penis plan what you do next. Plan what you do after you masturbate. That way, when you do masturbate, you can just listen to penis. You can just feel pleasure. You can masturbate and enjoy yourself. Let penis just decide everything for you. And just see how it goes. Try it out for one time. Then one day. Then one week. And the next thing you know, you'll be living a penis-centric life like all the other baiters on here. Penis knows what's best for you. You need to put all of your trust on penis and see what happens, because it's going to be really good. Penis will turn you into the best penis masturbator that you could ever dream of. And all you have to do is just listen.